This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you so much for being here again. Welcome back to Hannah Worldwide and Friends, the podcast where traveler, experts, and adventurer share their stories. If you want to learn about what it's like living in another country, you want to experience a new culture, or you just love to travel, this podcast is for you. Or maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone, and this podcast might be the inspiration you need. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi everyone, please welcome with me Doreen Ignacio Abrigo from the Philippines. Doreen moved to New Zealand as a teenager after her dad spent 3 years in this country for work. The whole family moved over and joined him in 2009. Now Doreen has settled down and has started her own little family with having her little boy Joseph. She also started a little business for baking and has her own photography page. I will link that all down in the page below so that you can check out her baking if you're in New Zealand, ready to order. And also, if you need a good photographer, you can just hit her up. Hi, Doreen.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having time to chat with me today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Of course. I was waiting for that moment for a long time now.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's so good. I know it's hard, especially, you know, with a young child. It's not that easy to come together and to make like a decent amount of time. But I'm glad we finally managed.
Yes, I'm happy too. Happy to be here.
Yay. Finally, someone from the Philippines. I know so many, and now I finally managed to interview you. Mm-hmm. So, do you know why your dad was looking for a job outside of the Philippines in the first place? And then why he made the decision to come to New Zealand? What the factors were?
It's actually really hard in the Philippines. I mean, growing up, it's not that we're rich. It's not that, like, you know, we have a lot of money.
Yeah.
My dad worked in a electricity company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one is a really big one.
Yeah.
Like the company that he's worked with. It's a really good company. He worked there for 19 years.
Wow.
And he decided to leave because he thought there's not going to be a future for us, like for my siblings and I. So he actually applied for 3 different countries, New Zealand, Australia, and the USA.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know what the process were, but he managed to get an offer from New Zealand.
Yeah, so, and that was pretty
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, sometimes it's that easy, right? You send it out and then the person who wants you, you will move with that.
Yeah.
And so he has been 3 years by himself here before you guys moved over as a whole family.
Yeah.
How was that for you to be still back knowing your dad went out to kind of provide for you guys?
It was hard. Like, it was hard because we're really close. We're, like, our family is really close.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It was really hard. I was crying at the airport, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, the thought of him not being with us.
Yeah.
It's a bit scary because...
Yeah.
We've been together for, like, how many years? And it's going to be a different life without him, even though we knew that he's just going to work.
Yeah.
So, it was really hard.
Yeah. Was he able to come home during the 3 years or?
Yeah. Okay. Like every year during Christmas,
he would
go back to the Philippines so we can spend it together.
Yeah.
Like he would go for a month.
But I can only imagine, I mean, not spending the time with your family in full for such a long time, 1 month a year is just not enough.
That's very cute. And also during that time, like, we didn't have, you know, like FaceTime, or maybe we had, but we didn't have that kind of phone before.
Yeah.
We only, like, he only calls us using a telephone.
Right, like, so the old ones.
The old ones. And then he would get, I think maybe like an hour or 2 hours of credit.
Yeah.
So,
because it was really expensive.
Yeah. So it was really hard. Like, sometimes he didn't even get to say goodbye because it would just cut off
God.
The time is done.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard back then. It was just like 2006, and you know.
Yeah. Oh God. I can't really feel the same way, because obviously I haven't gone through the same. But I remember when my dad just went to Canada for 5 months, which was like nothing in comparison. I was so sad as a child. I was just crying, and I felt like he left us. Oh my God. So yeah, I know. It's just always hard to say goodbye. And even if it's for a weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just constantly saying goodbye is just really, really tough on everyone.
Yeah.
So then you finally made the decision. Do you know why it was possible for all of you to then come over all together?
Yeah, it was like when my dad first came here, he didn't even think about us moving.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't like it here before because it was too quiet.
Yeah.
There was not much people. It was so different from the life we have in the Philippines. Like, it's like the people are everywhere.
Yeah.
The malls closes at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, it's very different. But then when he was telling us about what our life will be in the Philippines, like after studying, he didn't even think we'll get a good job. So that's when he decided for us to come here. And back then it was very easy. Like, he applied for our residency.
Yeah.
He didn't apply for just himself. He applied for all of us.
Yeah.
So that when we get approved, we can
just
easily go. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I feel like more people say that too, that when it's just themselves, they usually can deal with it. But when there is a family and you have children, you kind of think so much more ahead and you want the best for your children. And if you can't see a future there, which, you know, you can live happily and, you know, successfully, in not necessarily money-wise, but in general, just feeling fulfilled, that's a really good decision, I guess. Yeah, a lot of people would consider that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that for you? Do you remember how you felt and how you perceived it to move when you were a teenager? Because, you know, you are in the middle of puberty, you have your friends there, you have your other family members, and luckily you have siblings, so you didn't just go by yourself. But how did that feel as a teenager to leave everything behind and then come to a completely new country, new language?
I think for me, it was more, I was more excited.
Oh, right.
Just because I'm going to be with my dad.
Yeah.
We're that close, you know, like, I didn't even think about, I'm going to leave my friends behind. I'm not going to see them for a while.
Yeah.
You know, what's more important to me that time was being together.
Yeah.
Like, not separated anymore.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I think that's what I felt. Like, I didn't even feel so sad.
Yeah.
That I'm going to leave my friends or some of their relatives. I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was more happy than I was sad.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you know, most people probably picture this really heavy farewell and, you know, being like, oh no, I need to say goodbye. But actually be just so excited. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good start. How was it for you to then be here and arrive in the country? And do you remember if you thought of everything will be better now since we are all together? And was it actually better? Did it feel better? Or was it then harder for you to be here?
Mm. I think when we first arrived, it was completely like a different world.
Yeah.
It was, we arrived in August 2009.
Yeah.
It was still a bit chilly, a bit cold.
Yeah.
It was nice. Like, the feeling was so nice. Like, driving from Auckland to Hamilton, it was really nice. Like, all the greenery.
Yeah.
We don't have that much in the Philippines because they're all, you know, buildings and houses.
Yeah.
But it was completely different. It was good. It was nice. We stopped over at KFC to grab some dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a stopover at Huntley.
Yeah.
And it was really nice, like, first meal together again as a family.
Yeah.
So it was really nice and really, how do you say that? It was really memorable for me.
Yeah.
Because clearly. That was, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, but then when I started studying, that was when I felt really sad. Yeah, because it was so different from the schools and the people. So I didn't have friends.
Yeah.
And I think I started quite late as well. So most of the people have their friends already, like in school. They have their groups already. And I was like the new, you know, the new girl. And no one talked to me.
Right.
So it was pretty hard. And studying as well, like in the Philippines, it was so different than here. So I found myself really struggling.
Yeah.
Like here, I was able to choose like my subjects. But in the Philippines, they're all laid out for you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it was completely different. And then I think I remember one of the subjects I chose was PE.
Yeah.
And then the PE that time was tennis. And I was like, oh, I don't even know how to play tennis, you know. Yeah. And like my classmates knew
everything
and they knew like each other. I was the new girl and I was like, oh, this is so hard. So I actually dropped that subject just because I didn't wanna, you know, wanna stress myself or be sad about it. So it was really hard for me, like
I was really
struggling. I remember I had a diary that time when I was writing. I was so sad. I don't have any friends and stuff like that. So it was really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, knowing you now for 5 years as well, you are more of an introvert in most ways, especially with people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not that easy for you to open up as well. So then also being the new girl, being different, and I know teenager can be really rough. I think that really built your personality as well, to still be that person who prefers to, you know, sit for yourself and wait and observe the people first before you decide if you want to let them into your life.
That's very true.
Since, you know, we always talk about how we met.
Yeah.
We started working together and you always wanted to sit and just check your phone so that no one talks to you. And I remember you telling me that I kind of, you know, ask you questions and stuff and kind of forced you to talk to me. So I'm feeling really honored that you decided after observing me that I'm worth staying in your life.
No, I'm glad. I'm actually glad that I talked to you, you know.
But, I mean, it really is leaving a print on you when you first come and you have no friends and people don't really welcome you, or, you know, teenager don't understand that it's important to include you in things and to make you feel welcome, because it's hard. Teenagers just mind their own business and care about their own life. Were you able to speak English already? Is that something you came over with?
Yeah. In the Philippines, like the moment you start studying, they teach you English. So for me, it was not that hard to speak in English.
Yeah.
I think what was hard was the way their accent, like trying to understand them, because it was completely, I mean, for me, it was different. I haven't heard that accent before,
And they can speak quite fast.
So.
Did you ever feel like excluded because you were different, or did you feel like they made some comments because you look different, or you maybe even had different types of food? Or was there any moment where you recall that, you know, you felt really excluded because of where you come from?
Not really. That's yeah, nice. I think they were kind enough not to say something bad to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Like, why is she eating, you know, rice and something else? No, I haven't heard any bad thing when I was studying in high school, which was really good.
Yeah.
No, I think it's mainly because they already have friends.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
And they didn't necessarily need to let someone new in.
Yeah. And they don't even know me. So I think it's hard on them as well, as much as it was hard for me.
Yeah. Was there a moment when you actually had your first friend, or did you just decide, you know what, I don't need anyone, I will be the loner now, I can do it on my own, and you just went with it? Or was there a moment when you actually felt like, okay, someone is opening up and I actually want to, you know, find someone as well? Did you have like your high school friend at one point, or did you just go through it like that?
No, not really. Not a high school friend, because I only studied for a year.
Right.
Yeah, before starting university.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, okay, if I don't get a friend, then that's it. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, but when I started studying at WinTech, there was this one girl. She talked to me first. Yeah, she was my friend during that time when I was studying business administration.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my friend. Like, we go to lunch together, we go to classes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my friend back then. And then when I studied a different course, I had another friend. She was my friend during those years of the science course. So yeah, we go to lunch together. Sometimes we drive together, because apparently we were neighbors and we didn't even know before.
Funny.
But yeah, that was fun. That was like my college year, my university year was fun, because I had people to talk to. And
nice.
Yeah. I was a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
And do you know, because you have a sister and a brother, do you know if they had the same struggles, or was it easier or harder for them?
No, I don't think so. Because my sister, when she studied in high school, she had Filipino friends,
right?
Which was very convenient. Like, she had a lot. She had a lot. So that was easy for her. But with my brother, I think he had a hard time too, because he changed to a different course. Like, in the Philippines, he was studying nursing.
Yeah.
But then when we came here, he studied information technology, like IT.
Yeah.
I think he had friends. Like, I saw him with friends. So I think he was okay. But knowing my brother, he's also a bit introvert.
Yeah.
Like, he's more introvert than me. So,
I think
he was okay.
Yeah. But did you feel like, because you guys have each other, it helped a lot? So at least after, you know, school, coming home, you kind of didn't necessarily need many more people, as long as you had your family.
Each other, actually.
Because I feel like I can see that, like, you are such a close family, and it's so nice to see how you always are there for each other. And it's really nice.
Yeah. For us, it didn't bother us that much.
Yeah.
Because we know when we come home, we have people.
Yeah.
Who trusts us and love us. So
yeah.
I guess it didn't really get into me that much.
Yeah. But after the first kind of excitement of being back together with the whole family, did it come later on that you were missing your friends from the Philippines, and that you were actually, like, how did you deal with having still family over in the Philippines and not seeing them all the time?
I think we missed our relatives more than we missed our friends. I mean, no offense to my friends in the Philippines. I mean, it's just that it's different. Some of my friends in the Philippines were not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just drift apart. And if no one's making an effort, then it's just going to go away, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think we missed the relatives more, and the food. Yeah. Because in the Philippines, when you go to a mall, you get a lot of different options.
Yeah.
Compared here. Here, you don't get much. So,
yeah.
I mean, being in an Asian country.
Yeah, yeah, food is like such a big part.
Yeah, food is such a big part. Shopping is such a big part.
Yeah.
So, it was different. But the relatives, like, we go every Sunday to our grandparents' house.
Yeah.
So, that one we missed really much.
Yeah.
Because every Sunday we go to Mass. And then after that, we go to my grandparents' house, and all my cousins are there.
Yeah.
Like my mom's side of the family, we're very close, so we always video call just so we can make up for, you know, the time we don't get to spend together.
Yeah That's nice. Yeah. I guess that's the only thing you can do if you can't go over frequently, right? Mm. I would be so lost without video call.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Oh god, I'm glad that you're here, but of course I know there's a lot of hardship with it as well.
Mm.
And I mean, now I know you for so long. I also know you have now a big community.
Mm.
And it's mainly from your faith and from church. And did that help you find kind of, or to make this place your new home? Or did the community come later? Like, now I know it's a big community, but of course, you had to get into first, you had to meet the people. Was that one of the reasons why you slowly felt like this is your country, this is home now?
Yeah, I think so. I think the community played a big part of being comfortable, being at peace in this country.
Yeah.
But the community didn't start early.
Yeah.
Like, we were here, we arrived 2009, and I think because of my sister, like her friends in high school, they were part of the community.
Yeah.
And then they were inviting us, and then we were like, us introverts were like, no, I think we're good. I don't think we don't need that. we're okay. I think they invited us like every year.
Yeah.
Like, but we didn't say yes. We didn't go to the camp.
Yeah.
So I think it was 2015 when we actually said yes. And it wasn't me, actually. It was my sister. Like, she told me, oh, there's going to be a camp entry for the community. And I was like, oh, do we really need to go? She was like, oh, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
So I said yes because of my sister.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be with her.
Yeah.
And just to see, like, for curiosity purposes, what's it about and stuff like that.
Which turned out really good, judging by how many friends you made through the community as well, and, you know, how close you all are now.
Yeah, and I actually met my husband there, like, in the community, so.
Exactly. Like, where would you be without that?
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought? So, it actually played a big part. The community is so life-giving.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that the faith for you is also really important. Mm. So did you just go to a different church before, or did you go to the same church but you just decided not to hang out with the community as much?
Mm.
Or how was that?
We went to the same church.
Yeah, actually. You just stayed away from the people.
No, we didn't even know there was a community.
Right.
Yeah, like even in the Philippines, it was a big thing, but we didn't know about it.
Right.
And then when they were saying it was this thing, we're like, really? We haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
So we were like, it's a new thing for us.
Yeah.
So when they asked about, like, after the Mass, they asked if, you know, teenagers this age and this age are interested. We're like, maybe not. Then someone else invited us, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it started from there.
Yeah, sometimes it's good if someone is forcing you to do something, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because now I can see, you know, even if you're still the introvert when you meet new people, with them, you're so open and, you know, confident in sharing and all of that.
Mm.
It's nice to see both sides. Mm-hmm. And I know no one believes it, but I'm deep down also an introvert, and I know how it feels to be actually more scared to meet new people than anything. Mm. And then always, you know, we say in German, jump over your own shadow.
Oh, that's really good.
It's like challenge yourself and get over it and just do it and get out of your comfort zone. I know how that feels as well. So I'm really happy for you to find that happy place where you can fully be yourself and you can be open and you just feel like accepted as
yeah,
well.
Thank you. It's a really good community. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to see. I think sometimes, I mean, I see the community for you. I see the community from Nikki with her Iranian community. Mm. I see my friends with their Indian community. I never looked for that because I never wanted to only be with Germans. But sometimes, you know, when you are feeling really homesick, I think having a community of people from your own country can help so much. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, I'm also like, oh, maybe I should, you know, find some people. But then I try to still have that natural thing happen where you meet people and you just let that flow and not, you know, force yourself to be with people just because they are from the same country. But I get it. Like, you have things in common. You might have grown up the same way, and it's just such a different thing. So definitely big comfort in a new country.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And now, since you mentioned your husband, you met him in the community and you have been dating for a long time and now you're finally married, and it was an amazing ceremony. I remember that.
Thank you.
And now you also have your really sweet boy, Joseph. Oh my God, he is so cute. How did the whole perception of things change for you with motherhood and your priorities? Have you felt like a completely change of lifestyle? I mean, clearly you have a massive change of lifestyle, but do you have new priorities, new things where you say like, okay, this has drastically changed since I'm a mom?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think my whole life actually changed, to be honest. It's not something so easy.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do. It's a difficult role.
Yeah.
I think my priorities, I think it changed a lot. Like, when it was just Andrew and I, it was, you know, just being a wife and being a good wife. But now that we have our son, it's so much different. It's him before us.
Yeah.
Or him before me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a full-time mom.
Yeah.
So meeting his needs before my needs.
Yeah.
That's something that has changed, because before, you know, whenever I want to buy something, I'll just buy it, you know. I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah.
But now that I have my son, it's, do I really need to buy this for myself?
Yeah.
Or do I need something else more important than this?
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I don't love myself anymore.
Yeah.
It's just that balancing of what actually my needs are, or is that actually just my want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think the priority now is being a good mother and a good wife, of course, and putting not just my son before me, but also my family.
Yeah.
Because they're important to me, and I'll do whatever for them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it changed so much in me. But also, I feel like this is my calling. Like, I actually found that
your purpose,
purpose in life to become a wife, to become a mother.
Yeah.
So for me, it's very rewarding, very fulfilling. It's hard, yes, but also I wouldn't change a thing. I would do it all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally, you know, see all of that, especially us working together and always knowing you want to be 100% a mother and want to give all your love and attention to your child. And I'm so happy that it was possible to do that. And, you know, it is hard because in New Zealand, we all know it's not always easy to make money and it's not always easy to have, you know, the income to get through as a family when only one person is working. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really good that that's possible for you guys. But also, I know that you always look for something to, you know, make something on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mentioned in the introduction that you have your little business now as well, where you started baking and cooking in a way as well, because mm-hmm. you also not just have cookies and stuff, you also have proper meals.
Yeah.
Which is also, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it is... a specific Filipino dish, right? Is that what it is?
Not really.
Not really,
yeah,
okay.
Not really, yeah.
Good, I wasn't too sure, but yeah, so you offer food mm-hmm. as well to deliver,
mm-hmm.
and you also do the photography on the side, since Andrew, your husband, is also a photographer, which is helpful as well. You have kind of the equipment and the know-how, and you can help each other.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how that's going, especially how you experience that on the side of being a mum, and if it actually, you know, helps you stay sane, or, yeah, just a little bit introduce your business
yeah.
so that people who are interested can also go ahead and just look it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Magic Shop started before our wedding.
Right.
Yeah. I don't actually, like, from the start, I didn't want to sell stuff.
Yeah.
It was Andrew who pushed me to sell stuff.
You would have just given it away?
Yeah, or, like, just for us, for family, for friends, yeah. but not to sell it to people.
Yeah.
But then he was like, you're good at it. Why yeah. not share it to other people? They might like it, they might not. But, yeah. you know, at least you tried.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, then let's give it a try.
Yeah.
So it started actually in 2020. Yeah, 2020, before our wedding.
Yeah.
And then one of our workmates, Christine.
Yeah.
She was going around and she was like, oh, you should buy from Magic Shop. It's going to help them for their wedding and stuff like that. But yeah, I didn't even think that it's going to be like, it's not huge.
Yeah, yeah.
As to say... But it's nice that the money I get from selling
yeah.
from the Magic Shop, from baking, can help in our daily life, like for
yeah.
buying nappies and stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I actually stopped when I got pregnant. After I gave birth, yeah.
Yeah,
I stopped
for a while.
For yeah. a while, maybe for a year.
Yeah.
And then came back when my son is... more than 1 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
Because most of the time he needs me.
Yeah.
So, for example, I get orders, so I'll start baking.
Yeah.
And then he wants to play with me, so I'll stop. And then yeah. we'll play. And then if I see he's okay, then I'll go back to baking. It's just juggling my time, to be honest. But it's actually nice because... it's not just for my sanity. It's just that I like baking.
Yeah.
I like doing it. And I love when people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's actually really nice. I get really good comments and feedbacks from people.
Yeah. I always love to see that. And I mean, for me, it's so hard because I see the photos and I think, oh my God, it looks delicious. But then I'm always struggling because I'm always trying to not have sweets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, the... angel and the devil on the shoulder arguing
yeah.
and I'm like, oh, you should just, you know, a little bit. And then it's like, no, don't eat sweets. Once you start, you can't stop. It's really bad. But yeah, I always, you know, especially the mini cheesecakes with mm-hmm. like strawberry and mango look so yummy. And even your ube
yeah
cookies,
yeah.
like I love the creativity behind it, that you think of new things, new creations,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, try a little new.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So
yeah, that's one of our best sellers, which I didn't think would be a hit.
Yeah,
because I think ube is just an Asian thing.
Yeah,
maybe a Philippine more than anything, I think it's a Filipino thing.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, like, everything ube is so good. Like, ube cake, ube ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, you can name it, all ube.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I was like, ube, and then cream cheese inside.
Yeah.
I love cream cheese. I love ube. So why not? But yeah, I didn't even think it would be a hit. But yeah, people just love it.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for it.
Because, and are you having people, because I know your community is really supportive as well, but do you have like actual New Zealander who usually don't, are not always familiar with, you know, Asian food and stuff? Do you have them ordering as well and like enjoying the things you felt like is more for Asian?
Asian, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me think about it. Wait. I don't think so. I think they're all Filipinos. Yeah, but then the crazy thing sometimes is some people I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, they just follow our Instagram page and then they order. Like, one, there's this one girl during Christmas time.
Yeah.
She ordered like 24 ube cookies during Christmas. And I didn't even know her. Like, we don't have mutual friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, where did she try our cookies? How did she even find us?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask.
See, that's really nice. Like, it's probably either someone really missed some ube and found it and thought like, oh my God, I need to try that and I need to get back into that flavor. Or, you know, someone might have recommended and then someone recommended.
Yeah.
How things happen, which is nice. I mean, it's great. That's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone would be interested who is not from Hamilton, are there any options as well, or is it mainly for people in Hamilton?
For now, it's mainly for people from Hamilton. Like, I have messages from Christchurch in Auckland and Tauranga. They were asking if there are some ways that they can get, like, cookies from the magic shop. And then I was like, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully, when we get bigger and more stable,
we
can, you know,
sell
those cookies nationwide. Hopefully
that would be really
cool. That would be really nice. I mean, I think having magic shop, my dreams of having like my own, in a way, bakery, it's just up there now.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. When it was before maybe like a dream, now it's like becoming more and more reality. And I mean, I would always love to see, because I don't think most people know ube cookies or ube as a flavor as well. So I'm pretty sure that usually New Zealanders are quite open to try something new as well. So if more people are aware, so that's for everyone now here, for my Hamilton friends and also for everyone who's listening, who wants to follow just in case it becomes bigger and is actually shipping. So for everyone who wants to try some uber flavored cookies with cream cheese or even like cheesecakes or other nice cookies, because you do more, go to Magic Shop on Instagram and just check it out. And how is it going with your photography?
It's going well. It's not that huge, it's not that crazy, you know. I don't get a lot of bookings.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice space for me.
Yeah.
To just, I don't know, take photos and put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly for now, mainly my clients are my siblings.
Yeah.
And I'm not even mad about it. I mean, it starts with the family.
Exactly. And as you know, I'm also starting with interviewing most of my friends from all over the world. So that's how it starts. And that's how we get the experience, and that's how we learn as we go. And it's more comfortable with our family and friends first. So once, you know, you master that, you're ready for more and for new people and, you know, to put yourself out there with new people. So it's always good to start.
Actually, last year I had, I think, three new clients.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Like,
yeah. What was the name again, just so that people
Fiat Grace Photography. Yeah. Fiat Grace Photography.
Yeah, so also if you need someone, please check her out. I know my friend Nikki has done her baby shower photos with you. Mm-hmm. And so our friend Nikki. And so that was really beautiful. It looked amazing.
Thank you.
And when you were still in the Philippines, of course you were really young, but have you had any future inspiration where you thought, like, this is where I want to have my life going to, or that's where I see my life? And now looking back, what actually happened? Do you have any kind of memory of that?
Not really, to be honest. Like, when I was in the Philippines, I was just, like, you know, loving my life. I'm not studying.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about, you know, future, like,
yeah,
being a wife and a mother.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't at that point in my life when I was in the Philippines. I was just studying and trying to choose for what course I'm getting for college.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So, no, I didn't even think that my life would be like this now. Yeah. But I'm so glad it's like this.
Yeah. Looking back, I know I do a lot of looking back, but we can't see into the future. Mm-hmm. So, looking back, what would you say was the hardest experience or the hardest thing for you to move countries and to start a new life with your family in a new country? And then what was the best experience of all of this, and where do you think you have grown the most?
I think the hardest would be not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we moved here. I'm not going to say I'm pretty young when we moved here. It's just that I think I already have, you know, understanding of life when we moved here. So I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I didn't know how our life will be.
Yeah.
Here, and how hard it's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the hardest part is not knowing.
Yeah, the uncertainty. Yeah,
the uncertainty of life.
Yeah.
But as the time unfolds everything,
yeah,
I think it is a good life.
Yeah.
Like coming here and being with the family again and building my own family.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't trade it for anything. And what's the other question?
Your best experience, but I have the feeling that the second part might have been your best experience. But
the best experience. I think the best experience was having my family, like my I'm gonna say original family. You know, the family I came from.
Yeah.
Being with them and spending time together.
Yeah.
And having my own family now, because most of the things that I do now is because I was born in that family.
Yeah.
What I am now is because of them.
Yeah.
And who I am now is because of them.
Yeah.
My values.
Yeah.
Because of them. So I think that's the beautiful part of my life now, is looking back on my family and bringing those beautiful values and memories and, like, passing it on to my own family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you think that you would have gone anywhere in the world as long as your family stays together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I guess, you know, it's such a nice feeling even for me to just think about how it is for you to have such strong family bonds. And I'm not saying I'm not having that. I'm also really close with my family. Mm. But having this strong bond to know everything will be all right as long as we are together. No matter where we go, no matter what happens, we will be all right. And it's really nice to see that with you, you know. And also knowing your sister and your brother and your mom. And it's just really nice to see how everyone is really, you know, being there for each other. Mm. And support along the way.
Yeah.
So it was a good decision, then I would sum it up for you to come over here, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the best decisions in life, like my parents' decision to actually move here. It wasn't easy. It wasn't all sunny days and happy smiles, yeah. But it was worth it. Yeah. I would say, yeah, the challenges that came with it.
Yeah,
it's part of who we are now. It's part of who I am now, and my siblings and my mom.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is there anything you feel like you wanna, you know, bring up or you wanna mention as well from this whole experience of moving countries, where you feel like you wanna, you know, get that off your chest, or, you know. Is there anything you want to mention for everyone who's listening?
Well, I think just enjoy life, to be honest, because life is so short. I mean, as cliche as it sounds, it is so short. Like, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen the next minute, you know?
Exactly.
So I think enjoy every moment, and I think one of the most important things is be present.
Yeah.
Because in this kind of world now, where you get phones, you get cameras, you get any new technology, yeah. It's so easy to just, you know, don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to just drop everything and be present.
Yeah.
I think being present is one of the things that people get... forget.
Yeah.
People forget about being present, but it's so important, because you don't know, you're not gonna get the same moment as now. Yeah. You're not gonna get the same experience.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not gonna, you might be go bungee jumping tomorrow, but it's not gonna be the same bungee jumping experience if you do it, you know, 5 years
later.
So being present and enjoy your time with your family, with the people you love the most.
Yeah.
Because life is short. That's that's very true.
Yeah, that is so true. Well said. And also, isn't that ironic how technology can connect and bring us together, but it also can disconnect us and, you know, make us feel even more lonely,
yeah.
As sad as it sounds. So yeah, I really like that advice of just being present and enjoy. And just, yeah, I think for me, a good reminder also to just make more time for my family and friends again, even though I'm so far away, just to make sure that, you know, I'm checking in frequently. I'm making sure everyone is all right as well, because, you know, life is so short, you never know what happens, and you don't want to regret anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I always finish my episodes with the fast three or quick three questions.
Ooh.
It's just, you know, three quick ones. I always ask the same questions in a way, and it's just to have a short answer with one word or one sentence.
Okay.
So, are you ready for yours?
Cool, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. If you wouldn't want to live in New Zealand anymore, or if you would decide, okay, I want to settle down somewhere else, which country could you imagine living in?
Japan!
Oh, wow. I did not expect that.
Your reaction. Yeah.
I was like thinking Australia or something, you know?
No, go for an Asian country.
And would you not be any, like, afraid of, you know, language barrier or anything like that?
Maybe not, because I have friends.
Right.
Yeah, in Japan.
Oh, that's really
cool. Yeah, and they're living there. Like, one of my best friends, she lives there with her family. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Okay, question number two. What do you miss the most about the Philippines?
The food. I'm gonna say the food.
Everyone does.
It's just everywhere. Like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, when you go back, it's everywhere.
Yeah, and it looks delicious, like the photos I see. Mm. Or even if you guys cook here. Oh, so good.
Yeah. It's the food.
Yeah. And honestly, most of the people here say the food.
Really?
I think it's just, you know, you grew up with it.
I think it's a cultural thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get that. All right, last question for you.
Cool.
What do you love the most about New Zealand?
Hmm. Wow, that's a bit hard. It's not that I don't love New Zealand, but like...
Yeah, finding a specific thing.
Yeah. Oh, I think the places where you can go. Like, there's so many places here.
Yeah.
That I haven't been to that I want to go.
Do you mean like outdoor places?
Yeah, outdoor places.
Or like cities, towns?
It doesn't matter. Like, just outside.
Yeah.
Like... Everywhere there's something you can explore.
Yeah, like a little adventure.
Yeah, that's what I love about New Zealand. Like, you can go out, you can go to the beach, you can go to the mountains, you go trekking, hiking, whatever.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and sometimes you drive along. I just thought about it yesterday because we did the... white water rafting.
Ooh, cool.
In Rotorua. And so we just drove that road and nothing would indicate that there is a massive, you know, waterfall going down the stream. It just doesn't look like there's anything. And it's just, you know, you go left and then there's this whole rafting river with waterfalls. And it's so cool. Like, you can... drive around the corner and it's a little hill and next to it is a little hidden waterfall. That's, I love that too. Yeah,
right, it's beautiful. Like, you can go anywhere and you'll find something new.
Exactly, that's true. Thank you so much. We have reached the end. I'm really grateful for your time and that, you know, you made it over here, and thank you so much for sharing your story. And I could see sometimes your emotions as well. I know it's hard for people because we are not video recording, so you can't always hear it. But I could see, like, some parts were really emotional as well. So I'm always very grateful, you know, for you sharing your authentic story and not holding back to really feel into it as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope everyone who is listening to it can take something new from it, if it's about motherhood, if it's about community, or if it's about, you know, just moving over as a family, if you are thinking about it, what maybe your teenage girls or boys could possibly think. So thank you for listening, and I hope I hear you next time. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.